Football on Off the Ball.
I had a 2-year plan to get back to the Premier Division, and when Shelburne came knocking, I couldn't say no, so...
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite. Yeah!
All right, very good morning to you. Very welcome along. We're going to get to straight into the newspapers. It is a Tuesday. Gregor Paul is going to join us to reflect on New Zealand's pummeling of Ireland on Friday night. Mark Critchley covers the Manchester teams for The Athletic, so plenty to get stuck into there, including a wild referee conference gripping English football at the moment. And John Russell, the Sligo Rovers manager, is going to join us at 9 o'clock to reflect on a brilliant season for them. Cullum, good morning to you.
Roger.
How are you?
I'm well, yourself.
All right.
What's the issue?
Arthur, how are you?
Grant, how are you?
What's your problem to start with?
No, nothing. You're just, I'm pronouncing your name the correct way and you're like making a point of butchering mine. Now look at you rubbing your hands. All right. Amarin and out. This is a picture of Ruben Amarin on the back of the mirror this morning.
Are you Jer?
He got a police escort. And out is Ruud van Nistelrooy has got the boot. Klopp is a beep rant ref coot faces boot. I'm surprised they didn't lead with that. Maybe it happened too early. Ruben Amorim got met by the people who are his new bosses at the door of his new. He went straight from the airport. A lot of detail. Hit the road, and there's a picture of Van Nistelrooy with his hand in the air, waving away to the crowd. Amorim's first act as United boss is to axe Van Nistelrooy. Get out the door. I don't want you sneaking the joint out. No, thank you. Ref facing boot over Klopp rant, and O'Shea calls for bravery. Here's the story there.
I'd be worried, Jer. David Moyes wanted his own staff and insisted on it too. Got rid of all the previous coaches.
You can't be worried for
it. He's only
been there 4 months.
And David Moyes did 11 and a half years ago.
Well, it would be amazing if he was as bad as Moyes, wouldn't it?
It's such a good shout from Ruud van Nistelrooy. It's brilliant, even if it wasn't his to leave. Don't fall into the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer trap. Don't stay on
his.
Top referees.
Best accident ever.
We'll come back to that because we can get stuck into it. Give us your thoughts. 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number. Top referee suspended over Klopp video rant is the back page of the London Times. And they've got like 5 more pages inside on it. What should trouble us isn't just what was said, but why, says Martin Samuel.
Can't know that, can we?
What?
We can't know why.
Well, because he hates counters.
Oh,
well, that's not the... So that's the implication.
All right.
Carsley's plans turn into farce. It's all coming up, Heimer. So England's preparations for the Nations League games with Greece and England, Greece and Ireland, Freudian slip, were reduced by the rounds of farce, rather. 8 players withdrew. Trent, Declan Rice, Saka, Cole Palmer, Jack Grealish, Phil Foden, Colwell and Aaron Ramsdale. You know, not that important. Have all been pulled out. So instead come Livermento, Branthwaite, Jared Bowen, James Trafford and Morgan Rogers.
Your boy getting his dues.
Should Ireland expect to win at Wembley on Sunday night?
Ireland had 10 players training yesterday.
I know, but at least they'll know each other. At least they know each other's names and nicknames.
They don't have enough players to fulfill a team. They're going to beat England.
They don't even know what to call Morgan Rogers. It's the first time meeting them. It's like,
I expect a lot of these guys must have played underage together. They must have played underage together, a lot of them.
Maybe.
And won together, crucially.
It's not the same.
All right.
Under 17 football is not the same as senior men's football.
There's a few grades after under 17.
A referee faces sack over Klopp video rant leads the Telegraph. PGMOL suspends Coote for X-rated attack on manager. Clip appears to show official talking after Liverpool game. We don't know when it was.
It's after our Liverpool game.
Was it years old?
I suspect it's during COVID because they reference in the video about social distancing. And they're joking because they're not 2 metres apart.
Yeah.
And Coote references wearing a mask. It all feels very present tense.
So it's after the Villa game, is it? 7-2. That's where they seem to have been linking it to the 7-2 game in October 2020. And then Ruben Amorim being met by Omar Baradia. Barada. 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 So I've done that. Gladiator only getting 2 stars from the London Times, though.
He's getting hammered.
Yeah, I think do all right with The Guardian.
It did. I think The Independent didn't really rate it either.
The Irish or The London?
Irish.
All right.
Or is the Irish Times? I'm not sure. One of the two.
Coot suspended over apparent video rant of Klopp. Apparent video of Klopp rant is the Irish Times. And they have Halgrimson's options narrow for taxing double bill. And then Sammy Smollett saying the lower league seems so far away. Welcome, Matt. Oh, Matt Doherty. Oh, how the turntables. Snub Doherty returns as Heimer faces injury crisis. Like, really? All the right backs, we've got a million of them, and now all of a sudden they're all injured at the same time? Really? Or else Matt Doherty's like going to come back, you know, with a fire lit under his arse and be our best player.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Possibly.
No, I don't. He's gonna come in with such an attitude. You're forced to pick me now. That's the worst version of Matt Doherty you're going to get. You don't even want me here.
Well, I'd say the same version that Atletico Madrid got, right?
Oh no, that's exciting to go to Madrid.
Yeah, but it should be exciting from now.
Recent Champions League finalists. It's not exciting at all. They have to pick him. They're down players.
Yeah,
and Matt, sorry about all that. Do you want to come back in?
And he could play in Wembley.
He did that the last time they played against England at Wembley, and they got hammered.
Amarin wheels axe on first day as the Independent. Handsome backs Irish to bite back in Puma's showdown. And Ireland's slow second half start a worry, admits O'Shea. So we're no good in the second half. The Examiner, honest chats.
Not much good in the first half either.
Frank Review gets Hansen and Ireland ready to ride on. So nil all at half time against. we'd take a bunch of nil alls, wouldn't we? Take nil all against England now. Bite your hand off.
Yeah, we won nil all at half time in that game, though.
Right, that is the newspaper headlines this morning.
The Coot thing is mad, right? This is the first time. You alright?
The computer keeps turning itself off, and even though I said it not to turn itself off, it does. I think it's a security issue, you know, all those important documents in the office that you do be looking at.
Are you just entering your password several times and getting it wrong?
And you're forgetting it.
Yeah.
You have to change your password every month. It's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I forgot my PIN yesterday on my bank card because I'm tapping so much. I had to get cash out. Couldn't tell you what my PIN was. I had to go find it.
How did you find it?
You find it in the app.
Oh, really?
Said bank, yeah, which is class. I found this out. You have to go through loads of security procedures to eventually get it. But it's actually in the app for you.
What was your first teacher's name? Your third pet's cousin?
No, it's numbers now.
Well, no, to get the PIN. Is that not somewhat unsafe? It's like somewhere there's a database of everybody's PIN number in a bank.
Well, it's got to be somewhere.
It's this particular bank that I'm with.
I know, but are
you wouldn't be able to access it now unless you have the AI capability that people are accusing the powers that be that ruined David Coote's life. I don't think you'd be able to access it.
Go on, explain that part of the story.
People are saying that, you know, his first response, David Coote, was the video is not genuine.
Did he say that?
And then that was reported on the Daily Mail.
So you'd get away with that now, wouldn't you?
And then half an hour later, he said, yes, it was me. It was Bill Clinton in 98. Like, it was, yes, in fact, it was me. And the thing was, when I was watching it, right, I was alerted to it first by our own Phil Egan, who texted me saying, just David Coote stuff is mad. And there was no push notification or anything at that point, right? This is a very early stage. It's probably the first seconds of the story breaking. And I was looking at the name thinking, why do I know that name? David Coote. And Mick said the exact same thing in the newsroom last night. It was like, yeah, who's that again? And then I saw it come in, right? And then I watched it and I thought, this is just the fella sharing his opinion about someone he indirectly works with. This happens every day of the week in every industry around the world.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you don't do your best work just because you dislike someone.
Yeah. You make it clear every morning you dislike us, right?
So I was thinking, right. It would have all been fine, but he was just stupid enough to put it on camera. Oh, I got it. And now he's done forever. Now, the one real big problem was when he used his expletive about Jurgen Klopp and then brought his country into it. And now he is absolutely done because of that. But otherwise, it was just like a guy saying, this guy's not very pleasant to work with. It doesn't mean there's a massive conspiracy about Liverpool games. So he took the Aston Villa game at the weekend, right? So the most bemusing decision, or lack of, was that he wasn't going to penalise Salah being brought down as last man. And Arne Slot mentioned afterwards. But then again, didn't he also give a free out for Liverpool?
Well, it was a clear penalty.
When Watkins...
Well, there was, you know, there was two instances. Was there not a shirt pull as well? Was that a different game?
All the penalties. Pau Torres' shirt was pulled, and then Liverpool scored in the break, and he didn't give that for Villa either. I don't think what he said is anything that, like, doesn't happen every day of the week. Referees aren't, like, different from any other human.
Should he be sacked, though? Should he be sacked and never work again in football?
No, I don't think so. But he will be. He's finished, like. Because he was stupid enough to put it on camera.
Look down the barrel of the camera there and tell us what you think of us. And keep, put it on camera.
Single shot.
You know? He shouldn't be finished.
It's too tough. It's too tough to go back.
But he's done.
Like, it's, you could.
Well, he'll be a hero from all the other 19 teams in the Premier League. The other big news, do we want to talk about Gary Lineker being finished at Match of the Day?
I'll be honest, I got this news. I thought he was already done.
You thought it was official?
That's because of that weekend, was it, where he boycotted it?
No, I just thought he was finished. I thought he'd already wrapped that up. But I think in hindsight, it was the Champions League coverage he packed in.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was done. I don't. Is that big news? Is it? Still get big numbers? I don't know. I don't know the last time I've seen Match of the Day.
Coote birdied Lineker yesterday. You know, it was all a bit of a struggle shoulder. Yeah, it wasn't that surprising. He's been at it for so long. Like, we're talking, what is it, like 25, 30 years he's been doing this? I think Jermaine Genus was supposed to be lined up as his replacement.
Is that big news? There's the actual front page of the Daily Telegraph this morning. They've got Gary Lineker on the front.
Nothing bigger going on in the world.
Looking pensive. Like, he's just had his ass bitten by a mosquito or something. And then they're like five pages inside. Where went wrong for Lineker? It's like, Martina Navratilova insists he must answer questions. It's like, all right, yeah. It's 7:42 this morning.
Who takes over from him?
Martin Chapman.
Oh, okay.
Is that guaranteed? Is that announced?
I hope.
Chappers is good. If anybody still out there has yet to hear the Coote audio, this is, we think, a safe bleeped version for the little ears in your car. Have a listen.
What did you think of the Liverpool game earlier when you were fourth official?
Liverpool was.
What do you think of Jurgen Klopp?
Absolutely.
What would you say? Why would you say that Jurgen Klopp was?
Aside from having a right pop at me when I ref them against Burnley in lockdown, then he accused me of lying, and then just had a right pop at me, and I've got no interest in speaking to someone who's arrogant.
It goes on for a bit after that as well. You'd have to say he is not well served by his friends.
No, it's a very strange scenario.
I don't think they're his buddies.
Anybody who records you in that
he's
scenario.
Clearly aware it's been recorded. That's a strange.
Well, he does a follow up and says, "Don't put that out."
Oh,
yeah. There's two videos doing the rounds, like, and he said, "Make sure that doesn't go anywhere."
Well, like, you know.
So he participated in it, but yeah, like, you know. It seems like he was just back at this house party with people he met or didn't know that well, like, and it goes from there. And they start chatting. And I'd say he woke up with the mother of all hangovers. And now he has the biggest fear ever, David Coote.
I hope he's all right, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It must be insane, like, because, I mean, Jesus Christ, like, in the grand scheme of things that are happening in the world right now, it's not that important, but, like, the guy's life is ruined.